The 27th Friday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Luke. As Jesus was casting out a devil, some of the people said, "He drives out demons by the power of Beelzebub, the chief of the demons." So others wanted to put him to the test by asking him for a heavenly sign. But Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every nation divided by civil war is on the road to ruin and will fall. If Satan also is divided, his empire is coming to an end. How can you say that I drive out demons by calling upon Beelzebub? If I drive them out by Beelzebub, by whom do your fellow members drive out demons? They will be your judge then. But suppose I drive out demons by the finger of God, would not this mean that the kingdom of God has come upon you? As long as a strong and armed man guards his house, his goods are safe. But when a stronger one attacks and overcomes him, the challenger takes away all the weapons he relied on and disposes of his spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When the evil spirit goes out of a person, it wanders through dry lands, looking for a resting place. And finding none, it says it will return to my house from which I came. When it comes, it finds the house swept and everything in order. Then it goes to fetch seven other spirits, even worse than itself. They move in and settle there, so that the last state of that person is worse than the first." The commentary today is from Father Josep Pausas y Mas from Terrassa in Catalonia. Today we are amazed to see how Jesus is preposterously accused of driving out demons by the power of Beelzebub, the chief of the demons. It is difficult to imagine a better deed to expel, to rid their souls of the devil, the instigator of evil, at the same time to witness the most ignoble accusation that he is doing it precisely by the power of the very devil. It is really a gratuitous accusation, which shows and reflects a great blindness and jealousy in the Lord's accusers. Today too, without realizing it, we tend to ignore the rights other people have to dissent, to be different, and to have their own positions, whether they be different or even in direct opposition to ours. He who lives cloistered in political, cultural, or ideological bigotry easily despises the dissenting one and disqualifies all his projects by doubting his abilities or even his honesty. Often that the political and ideological adversary becomes a personal enemy. Confrontation generates into affronts and aggression. This climate of mutual zealotry and violent rejection may then lead us to the temptation of somehow eliminating he who appears to be our rival. In this environment, it is easy to justify any attack against people, even murder, provided the dead one does not belong to our circle. How many people are today distressed by this atmosphere of mutual intolerance and denial, which more often than not is to be found in our public institutions, our places of work, or in meetings, and in political confrontations. We must create amongst ourselves a climate of tolerance and mutual respect, with the conditions for steadfast and loyal discussions, where it is possible to seek different ways of dialogue. As for us Christians, rather than hardening and wrongly consecrating our positions by manipulating God's words and identifying him with our own attitudes, we have to follow that Jesus who, when John prevented someone from casting out demons in his name, corrected him while saying, "Do not prevent him, for whoever is not against you is for you." Inasmuch as St. Augustine says, the countless chorus of shepherds becomes the single body of the one and only shepherd.